Unit 3. Lesson 9. New words and expressions.
Internet. Round the corner. Across the road. Dear. Letter. Spell. Just past. Downstairs. Lift.
Lesson 9. Exercise 1. Sally and Wong Xin are talking about where to meet. Listen to the first part of their conversation and tick the places they talk about.
Hello, Wong Xin. This is Sally. Are you still free to meet and look at stamps today?
Yes, I was waiting for you to ring. Where'll we meet?
Let's see. How about in the park next to the sports stadium?
Well, the weather report said it might rain later. I'd rather meet inside somewhere.
Okay. How about that women's clothes shop round the corner from the bank? I need to go there to get a new skirt.
Oh, no. I don't want to wait for you in a women's clothes shop. Let's meet at the library. They've got computers there. We could look at stamps on the internet.
The library's closed. Didn't you know? There was a fire there the day before yesterday.
Really? That's terrible.
We could meet for lunch if you like. How about going to that restaurant across the road from the post office again?
No, it's too dear. Can we go somewhere cheaper?
Lesson 9, Exercise 2. Listen to the rest of Sally and Wong Xin's conversation. And decide if the notes Wong Xin wrote are correct or not. Jia Min told me about a new place called Prego. How about going there?
Yes, okay. But tell me the name again, please, letter by letter.
You mean spell it? Of course. It's Prego. P-R-E-G-O. Prego.
Okay. Now, where is it? How do I get there?
It's in Gaohua Lane. Take the underground to Nongjiang Saw Station. Come out of the station at exit D and walk straight along Zhongshan 4 Road towards the children's park. Turn...
Wait a minute. I have to write this down. Okay. So I come out at exit D, walk straight on, and then what?
Turn left into Dartang Street. It's the second street on the left, but you'll have to cross the road. Walk along Dartang Street and turn right at the second street. That's Gaohua Lane. Prego is a few meters down on the left, just past a flower shop. It's on the second floor, but I'll wait for you downstairs by the lifts.
Lesson 10. New words and expressions.
Jacket. Cap. Sock. Crop. Hole. At the same time. Pay for somebody. Something.
Lesson 10, Exercise 1. Listen to Wong Xin and his mother talking about their trip to Shanghai. and tick the things they will take with them.
Have you thought about what clothes you're going to take to Shanghai, Wang Xin? It will be cooler there than here.
Yes, I've already packed 2 pairs of trousers, a jacket, a shirt, and my cap.
Okay, but don't forget to put in a few pairs of socks and another pair of shoes too.
I'm also going to take the T-shirt with the cross on it. It's my favourite.
The green one? You can't take that. It's got a hole in it. We'll buy you a new T-shirt today. When we go to get some fruit and sweets for Aunt Jo.
Can we buy a present for Mei Hua at the same time?
Mei Hua? Is she that nice girl who used to go to your school and moved to Shanghai?
That's right. It's her birthday on the 30th. I thought I might buy her something at the bookshop.
Don't buy anything too big or heavy. We've only got one small bag.
Perhaps I'll buy her some stamps then.
Stamps? Why? Does Mei Hua collect stamps?
No, but if I give her some stamps, she might write to me more often. Lesson 10,
Exercise 3. Wang Xin and his mother are looking for a new T-shirt. Listen and tick the T-shirt they bought.
What about this blue T-shirt with turtles on it, Wang Xin?
It's okay except for the colour. Do they have any other colours?
There's a brown one, but it's a size L.
I'll try it on. What do you think?
It's a bit big, but it's not bad. How much is it?
It's rather expensive. It's 149 yuan.
That's too much. How about this one with a frog on it instead? They have several different colours. Which colour do you want?
The black one's great. Is there a size M?
Yes, here it is.
It's fine. I'll take it.
Okay, let's go and pay for it over there.
Lesson 11,
Exercise 1. Sally and Wang Xin are looking at stamps. Listen to their conversation and number the stamps they talk about.
Look, that stamp costs $8.
Do you mean the big one from Canada with the bear on it?
Yes. It's very big, isn't it? But the colours aren't very bright.
The one with the carrot on it is more colourful. It's got blue, orange, green and brown.
The one with the dragon on it is more beautiful, however.
Which one? The Canadian one that costs 46 cents.
No, the other one.
Oh, I see it. It costs $3.10 Hong Kong. There are 2 nice old stamps from China below it too. The one on the left shows a young pioneer. It's only blue and red, but it's interesting.
The other one is nice too. What does it cost?
8 fun, which is 8 cents in Chinese money.
Lesson 12. New Words and Expressions.
West Edmonton Mall. Square meter. Alberta. Over. As well as. Wave. Indoor. man-made. Copy. Santa Maria. Mail. Information.
Lesson 12, Exercise 1. Read about the largest shopping centre in the world and answer the questions.
Do you like shopping? Have you ever been to a really big shopping centre? The West Edmonton Mall is really big. It covers 492,370 square metres of land and is among the biggest shopping centres under one roof in the world. It is in the province of Alberta in Canada. Millions of visitors from all over the world go to visit it. More people visit it than anything else in the whole province. It has over 800 stores and more than 110 restaurants. It also has 26 cinemas. There is a large park and a small golf course inside, as well as a swimming pool with real sand and a machine that makes waves. It also has the world's largest indoor man-made lake, the ship that Christopher Columbus sailed to America. One day isn't enough to see and do everything. So, for those people who don't want to go home, there is a hotel inside the centre and lots of fun things to do at night, such as dancing. And you can go any time. It's open 365 days a year. Lesson 12, Exercise 3. In the library, the librarian is telling people about the internet. Listen and answer the questions.
Do you know what it is? The internet is hundreds of computers all over the world that talk to each other. To use it, all you need is a computer and a telephone line. The internet is good for many things. You can shop on the internet, look for information, and send mail. When you send mail on the internet, it's called email. To use email, you need to get an email address. This is easy and cheap. Email is quick. It can take days or weeks for a paper letter to arrive somewhere. But an email will arrive in a few hours. With email, you can also send copies of your letter to as many people as you want. Now you can even send pictures, sounds and short films in your email. But there are still some things that you can't do with email. For example, you can't send real things like a stamp or a pretty leaf. Of course, you can't send an email to someone who doesn't have a computer. But as email is almost free, more and more people are using it. Maybe one day, people will live and die without ever receiving a paper letter.